Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Delores Yonke. Time's running out before the August recess to get things done in Washington, including a reconciliation package, which could have some benefits for agriculture. We'll get done in time. Kevin Simlo, Executive Director of Government Affairs and Commodities at Illinois Farm Bureau, spoke yesterday with our Rita Frazier.
It's not done yet. They've got basically the rest of this week and next week. The Senate is scheduled to be in before they're supposed to break for their August recess. So there's a self-inflicted deadline there. They could, if they wanted to, they could push that out a little bit and stay a little bit longer in Washington, and some will want to stay, some will want to go home. You got to remember that a lot of states have their primary elections coming up here, so there's some senators that need to get back to their states and deal with those things in campaign. And that's also just a traditional time they come and they meet with constituents. So they always like that break, and so that'll be the big push. The House has already left, so they can't pass something back to the House that's completely different, and the House pick it up because they're not scheduled to come back to the first part of September. So there's this kind of crunch. So there's a lot of jabber back and forth and jabs being made in different positioning and some questions between the White House and the Senate GOP. And so we're just watching all of that, trying to make sure that those things are in there and really trying to see what happens with the Farmer Aid program.
Kevin Simlo at Illinois Farm Bureau visiting with our Rita Frazier, and you can hear the full conversation on RFD Illinois and on RFD Today, heard on many of these same stations. We get the D.C. perspective on some important legislation still being worked on, but also dealing with partisan fights to be able to get to the finish line. We get that from our Washington correspondent, Matt Kay.
It's election season, and bipartisan cooperation is at a low as Democrats try to regain House and Senate majorities. On the line, defense, farm, and budget bills. A narrowly passed House budget with $12 billion in farm aid is stalled in the Senate, largely over the president's demand for parts of his Voter ID SAVE Act. Majority Leader John Thune.
Budget resolutions and reconciliation bills are very challenging. This one is no exception.
Democrats, meantime, are blocking the must-pass annual defense bill over the president's invasion of Iran without Congress's okay. Assistant Minority Leader and Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
We look at the Straits of Hormuz. Before we invaded Iran, they were open for the transport of energy, oil, and fertilizers. Now they are virtually closed because of President Trump's decision to invade Iran.
The president wants year-round E-15 and farm aid in a defense supplemental, but that bill's also stalled over a key senator's health absence. And then there's the farm bill, still in committee with just a week left before the Senate's five-week August recess. The two parties, meantime, face the annual September 30th deadline and need for another short-term fix to keep the government funded, but with just a couple of weeks to do so when they return. For the RFD Radio Network, Matt Kay, Washington.
Thanks, Matt. Caterpillar this week announced a five-year, $100 million Building the Future Workforce Initiative for Illinois. The company employs more than 17,000 people across the state, including in major manufacturing sites as well as downtown Peoria offices. Merit Auctions, your farmland and machinery auction company, looking to have a live or virtual auction or a timed online event, call 833-273-9300. This is the RFD Radio Network.